Chapter 12. Surprising Good Luck. Morag was worried about me.
You're always sad now, Gavin,
she said.
You need another otter.
No creature can replace Midge, I told her. But I can't be happy in Scotland without an otter. I began my search for another otter. I talked to many people, and I visited the otter breeders in Scotland. After many weeks of unsuccessful searching, I began to despair. Then something amazing happened. I made plans to meet a friend in the next town. I arrived early and went to have a drink at the local pub. I sat beside the window and I saw a couple walking by, with an otter. How incredible! It looked like Midge, but its head was black. Its throat and chest were grey, and the rest of its coat was dark. I ran out of the pub and spoke to the couple. They were happy to talk about their otter.
Her name is Edel. She's 8 months old and she likes humans. We cared for her since she was a baby, but we can't keep her,
the lady explained.
We're leaving Scotland and we must find a home for her.
I want to buy her, I told her delighted owners. I know all about otters. So by surprising good luck, Edel and I found each other. A week after our first meeting, the couple came to see my home. 2 weeks later, they returned. This time, they left Edel in my care. Edel has a sweet personality and quickly became attached to me. Now she explores the countryside freely. She loves fishing in the ring of bright water around my house. She also learned to play in the pools below the waterfall. But she never tried to bite the tails of the black-faced cows. I feel extremely thankful for my good fortune. Sweet Edel is the perfect successor to Midge, and we live very happily together in our home in the beautiful highlands of Scotland.